Om Shanti. Good morning. I'm sure you must have had beautiful experiences of meditation in the last 2 through 3 days. Every session we have been ending with these moments of silence, moments of connection. We've had separate time also in the evening. And as our all speakers were sharing, that meditation becomes a way of life. So when we learn Raja Yoga meditation, it is not just a little practice which we need to do at some time, some moments of the day, but it's a quality of life which we would like to lead, where we are not only constantly connected with our own self, with our own true innate virtues, qualities, our pure essence within, but we are also naturally connected with the source. And that is why when we use the word Raj Yoga, the word yoga means connection. So it means it's the highest connection. Raja, which means the highest, the king, the supreme. Connection with the supreme. Connection which is supreme because it has the essence of all other yogas. We have Hatha Yoga, we have Buddhi Yoga, we have Bhakti Yoga, we have Karma Yoga. And Raj Yoga has the essence of all yogas. Hatha Yoga, most easy asana of Hatha Yoga is Padmasana. As soon as we practice Hatha Yoga, we sit very naturally in Padmasana. Here, the state of mind constantly is kept in a state of Padmasana. Padam, which means lotus. And so we saw that lotus is always having its roots in the mud, in the muck. And yet the flower is so detached, is so pure, free from the influence of the environment. The lotus is always shown with a family. Yes? Many leaves around, some other lotuses around in a pond, and detached. And that's why it's in our worship. So our state of connected to the world, responsibilities, activities, and yet we are detached. Detached from body consciousness. Detached from the negative environment. Detached from the stimulus which is somewhere coming throughout the day in some ways or the other. And so we find that we keep our state of mind in Padmasana. We also have Bhakti Yoga. And in Bhakti, the most important is the feeling of love and devotion for the Divine. And here also in Raj Yoga, it's very, very important to experience that quality of love and surrender for the Supreme Father. So it's not just an intellectual process. If I learn the method, it's not just, okay, I see myself as a soul, I see the light beyond, I travel to the world of silence, I experience this energy of peace. So it's not just a logical experience. There needs to be a lot of love, feelings, a lot of devotion, a lot of feeling of love, of experience of belongingness. First, the love has to come for the self. So I keep connected to my pure essence, my true nature, my true self. So loving myself as I am. Yes? Important? Always throughout the day keep visualizing myself as this beautiful, pure, divine light, which is having the essence of all virtues and qualities. The core nature, being, purity, love. So again and again reminding myself and loving myself as that. Whatever I love, I'm automatically connected with. Yes? Yes? All my relationships where there are love, respect, care, compassion, understanding, there's constant connection. So the more I love myself as this beautiful light, I feel the virtues, the qualities, the purity within, I enjoy being this light. Yes? I've always enjoyed being this physical identity. Yes? Because that's what I've been seeing in the mirror every day. And so I've identified myself with that. So naturally I close my eyes, I remember myself, this physical form comes in front of me. I understand intellectually that I am the light, but when I close my eyes and remember myself, which form comes in front of me? The body. Because I've identified myself with that from so many years and years and years. Now what do we have to do? Re-identify myself with this beautiful light. So enjoy being that. So having that love for the self and then the sense of belongingness with the divine. And so it's bhakti yoga, lot of love along with the understanding. But buddhi yoga, so only love and devotion doesn't give me that deep experience, doesn't allow me to accumulate the power. That is why it's buddhi yoga. I need to understand who wants to meditate. So the separation of my physical and innate identity has to be clearly understood and experienced. And so I understand that it's I, this light, which wants to meditate, which wants to accumulate these powers, the purity, the energy within. And so it's buddhi yoga with understanding. So not just feelings and love, but understanding. I'm constantly giving direction to my mind and intellect. I'm guiding them in that journey. So there's understanding of who wants to meditate, with whom I want to meditate. Yes? What is the aim of meditation? What will I experience? And after my meditation, what has been the quality of my experience? How much have I been able to focus? Yes, so it's the understanding. That is why it's also called buddhi yoga. And it's also called karma yoga. Why? What is karma yoga? While performing our day-to-day routine activities, we are still in a beautiful meditative state of mind. We're constantly having this loving sharing with the divine, constantly engaged with the supreme, like we are with our family, with our loved ones. Yes, we are constantly engaged. Even listening to some of these inputs, you would have this thought in your mind, oh, I need to share this with my child, or I need to share this with my life partner if they're not here, or I would like to share this with my friend, someone close to us. So we are constantly engaged in that relationship where there's deep sense of love and belongingness. In the same way, throughout the day, this deep sense of love and belongingness with the Supreme, where I blend and integrate His remembrance in every task. Also, karma yoga is my quality of karma will reveal whether I am a yogi or not. Yes? So just wearing white or even sitting in meditation in the room for hours doesn't reveal me as a yogi. I have to be a yogi in action. My interactions, the way I deal with people, situations, the way I respond to situations, yes, that will reveal whether I am a yogi. So it's karma yoga. And so we find this is the essence of all yogas, Raj Yoga. It makes us the king. In childhood, when we were very young, our parents used to call us Raja Beta. So call us? Yes, we call our little ones also, our children. Mere Raja Bacche. So the Supreme sees us always as a king, as a master. And so He sees us as the master of our own life, as a leader of our own life. And that's why He is teaching us this method where we can regain the authority over our own life. Do you feel it's important to regain authority? Yes? Today we are sometimes subservient, no? We are under the influence of these lipid sense organs. We don't want to say something, but yet we are not able to control. We don't want to think about something, but we are not able to resist. We don't want to eat something, but still we are not able to resist that. And so we find this yoga makes us again the king, the master of our own life, the master of our physical body also, so that I can channelize it in right direction, but most important, the master of our inner organization, the inner self. So I become the master of which faculties within? The powers within. Yesterday we have repeated that many times. Which are the powers here? My mind. I become the master of my mind. That is, I have the power to channelize my mind, guide my mind. It becomes my loving friend. It listens to me. It understands me. It obeys me. Yes? Then I become the master of my intellect. I am able to keep it divine, focused. I am able to take decisions on the basis of the wisdom which I have filled in the intellect. So it has the power to guide the mind. And then the master of my sanskars, which means I can choose which sanskar I want to use in a particular situation. Yes? This is a situation which needs me to be very clear and firm. I use that sanskar. There's a situation which needs me to be very compassionate. I use that sanskar. There's a situation which needs me to let go and take a back seat. Allow the situation to become more stable. I take that. There's a situation which needs me to jump into and take a decision and take responsibility immediately. I use that sanskar. So being a master, being able to use the sanskar which is needed. And so we find that this experience of Raj Yoga makes us enjoy our own innate freedom, our own innate authority within. And so this word yuj, which in Sanskrit means connection. Connection with whom? Whose connection with whom? The connection of the soul with the Supreme. ये बहुत सुंदर साधना है. इसमें साधक कौन और साध्य कौन? The one who is doing meditation is the साधक. One with whom I am meditating is the साध्य. So who is the साधक? Who is the one who is meditating? This beautiful light. I, the beautiful light, beautiful soul. And with whom am I meditating? My beloved Supreme Father. My spiritual parent, the loving source of virtues and qualities. And so there is clarity of who needs to meditate with whom. So then there is this beautiful connection. And so we find that the first session we had where we understood who I am as a soul. And when I experience that and I'm enjoying that awareness throughout the day, it's self-realization. So till now we thought self-realization is something very big, no? But it is actually allowing myself to understand who I am, truly, and then experiencing that throughout the day. And then yesterday we saw the understanding of the Supreme, as He has revealed to us. In a way in which there is this sense of belongingness and deep connection with Him. Just like we saw in a physical parents and the child, there is this easy relationship. Yes? Is there any effort for you to remember your child? Or does your child have effort to remember you? No. As soon as the relationship is understood, there is remembrance. You see a little baby also. After it's born, it is so comfortable in the lap of its parents. If a stranger picks it up, what happens? It becomes restless. No? And so it's so deeply connected with this parents. The organs are not yet mature, they're not developed. So it cannot speak also anything. But there is a lot of love, there's a lot of remembrance. And as soon as it finds itself away from its parent for a long time, what happens again? It gets restless, starts crying. So there also we find the connection is so deep. The soul is unable to express in words or maybe share anything. The remembrance is there of the child with the physical parent. In the same way, this is our eternal parent. And I have this eternal relationship with the Supreme. But somewhere, because I missed my identity, I forgot my identity as this light, as this innate self, I have missed this connection. And so I have sought for the Supreme. I have always been seeking through whichever religion, philosophy, path I have been moving ahead. But I have not experienced that deep relationship. Seeking has always been there. Invoking has been there. Asking has been there. But I have not been able to experience that deep connection where I have a right over all the Divine's qualities, virtues, power, in His inheritance which He is giving me. And so we find that when this deep connection is there, remembrance becomes easy. And that's why here in our daily study, the Supreme uses the word yad. He says, don't use the word yoga again and again. Say, yad karna hai. Shiv Baba ko yad karna hai. So the word yad, which means remembrance, becomes easy. So I have to be in yoga, I have to have focus, I have to be concentrating, means a lot of effort. I have to remember, it's easy. Remembrance is easy. And that's why very lovingly he reminds us in our murlis every day that say, yad karna hai, remembrance. And this remembrance slowly and slowly makes me feel much more in control. And that process will be slow. First you will be in much more control in your behavior. Then slowly, slowly the control will be felt in your words. And then slowly in your thoughts and feelings. And then you will find that slowly the quality of your thoughts will become more and more light, creative, positive. And then you will find that even the speed and quantity of thoughts will become less. And speed will be less. The basis of Rajyoga. So actually speaking, a child is never trained to remember his parents, no? To give them a training, bring them somewhere for 3 days, keep them in a retreat and train them how to remember their parents. No, it sounds strange. And yet today we have to learn the method of remembering our own spiritual parent. It's because we have been for a long time disconnected from our own true self and also from the Supreme. And throughout the day we have been always aware of ourselves as a body, and so the mind and intellect has been very naturally in body consciousness for a long time. Now in these 3-4 days you have understood, but it still needs practice. We are practicing it still now. And it becomes very easy to come back into that awareness of body consciousness. Yes? Where maybe we are not now, after meditating for a long time, we are maybe free from the ego, but the awareness of the body still remains. The language which we use in our morning spiritual study, deha abhiman kam hota jata hai, deha bhan rehta hai. So we still again and again come back to the awareness of the physical self, of our roles, our responsibilities, you know. So like as a parent also we understand that we need to be a friend. And we try to, you know, remind myself, train myself, you know, prepare myself to be a friend. And so I start this little conversation with my child, spend time, play with them, be there with them. And then something they do which upsets me, what happens? What happens? We again go back into the role of that, you know, strict father and that disciplinarian, why did you do this? Why? So it's not easy. So that body consciousness pulls us back. So what do we understand? We need practice. Yes? Even in the organization, we now are much more aware that the leader has to be more like a friend, a guide, a mentor, a coach. Yes? And so as a leader in the organization also with my team, I prepare myself. Oh, I have to just be a mentor. I have to just be a catalyst. I have just to be a guide there, available for them. And yet when I see things are not happening and, you know, the time deadline has come, what happens? We go back to that old role, you know, of, again, being the taskmaster, the boss. You know. And so it's not so easy. It needs practice. Again and again, reminding myself that I am this light and my innate virtues. The method of meditation, there are these four aspects. The first being the introduction. Yes? So without knowing someone, I can't remember them. Now you know so many of your friends here. Yes? I think some of you came on Thursday. Most of you came on Thursday. Some may have come on Friday. So after you came here, you started interacting with all your friends here. Now you are friends. It's like a family here. So before knowing each other, could you be able to remember them? Yeah, they were there, but you never remembered them, no? But now you have exchanged your numbers, you spend time with each other, there have been some topics which you have, you know, explored together, you would like to keep in touch with each other. So now will you remember? Yes? Now when you remember this retreat, you'll remember some of your friends here? Yes. Why? Because now you have their introduction. You know who they are. You've interacted and spent time with them. So until I really don't know who the Supreme is, how can I have this very easy and loving connection with Him? So I've always tried to explore and maybe try to invoke Him, seek His understanding, seek who He is, seek His blessings. But knowing Him, who He is and who He is not, what is His role, what He does and what He does not. So that true introduction of the Supreme has been revealed by Him, by the Supreme Himself. So now we have the introduction. The second step, the second basis of meditation is relationship. Now we always had a relationship with God, each one of us. A very special relationship in our heart. We always cherished with the Divine, with the Supreme. Yes? Each one of us. Even before we came here, we had a very beautiful relationship. But somewhere in that relationship, there was a distance. I always looked upon the Supreme as being the highest, being the one who's the sustainer, the one who's the creator, the one who's always the giver, who's the healer, who's a liberator, and he's everything. And me, I'm just a seeker. I'm just maybe a, you know, tiny bit in this world. I'm nothing. I'm a simple person. I'm maybe sometimes we in our praises, in our bhajans, in our songs, we say that we are impure, we are negative, and you are so loving, you're the ocean, you are the essence of all virtues, you are the strength, and I am so weak. And so what was there? There was a very big gap and distance. He is everything and I am nothing. So what happens? It becomes difficult for me to have this loving relationship, this constant remembrance, this sharing. Whenever I sit in His prayer, I choose those words where I feel that it has respect for Him. I can't have this normal conversation and just talking to Him because there is this sense of respect. And more than that, we also had pride in seeing ourselves as God-fearing. Yes, we always said that. Bhagwan se darne wale hai hum. Bhagwan ko manne wale, Bhagwan se darne wale. Kehte the? मानते भी थे. मिस्टर सी आरसेल्फ एज गॉड फियरिंग, लॉट ऑफ प्राइड. बट वॉट हैपन्स वेन देयर इज फियर इन अ रिलेशनशिप? यस, इफ योर चिल्ड्रन हैव फियर फॉर यू, रिस्पेक्ट इज देयर बट आउट ऑफ फियर. यस, देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ डिस्टेंस. द क्लोजनेस, द बॉन्डिंग इज मिसिंग. यस यस, देयर आर मेनी पेरेंट्स वी हैव सीन, यू नो, वेयर द चिल्ड्रन हैव रिस्पेक्ट फॉर देम बट आउट ऑफ फियर. डैडी से नहीं बात कर सकते, ये बात नहीं कर सकते, ये नहीं बोल सकते, या मम्मी को ये नहीं कह सकते. दे कम टू द सेंटर, वी हैव लॉट ऑफ फैमिलीज कमिंग. सो इन द बिगनिंग इट टेक्स लिटल टाइम फॉर एवरीवन टू चेंज. एंड सो इन द बिगनिंग चिल्ड्रन से मम्मी को नहीं बताना दीदी, ये बात है, डैडी को अपने बताना, लेकिन ये बात हो गई. एंड सो वी फाइंड दैट दैट डिस्टेंस इज समथिंग विच यू नो becomes a barrier also in communication. What would you like your child to have for you? Fear or just love? And so that is the same which the Supreme wants us to have for him. Only and only love. And we find that as soon as we have this experience of relationship with the Supreme, we experience that pure love in every relationship. The first common relationship is as a parent. What does God do as a father, a parent? What is his role? What is the experience we have had whenever we have remembered him as our parent, as our father? Provider, yes. As a father, he is a provider. Guidance, he is always guiding me, protecting me. Giving me guidance, yes. So there's always learning from him, yes. Provider, sustainer. So that loving feeling of security is always there. And from the parent, as a father, we become an heir to everything what belongs to him. So whatever is his is mine. Yes. Whatever belongs to the father is mine. I no longer have to ask for anything from him. Whatever is mine. I am his heir to all his virtues. Balak so malik hai. Their experience of being the master. The child is called the master, no? And so I am the master of all his qualities, his virtues, his divinity, his strength. Everything which I sing praise of for the Supreme is mine. That sense of belongingness, that sense of authority over all those virtues and qualities. As a mother, love, constantly giving me love. What else? And even brothers play the role of a mother. So it's not about just being in a female costume. We have so many fathers who look after their children as a loving mother. So just a role. Yes, as a mother, constantly giving me love. What else? Nurturing. Acceptance. Yes, a lot of acceptance. So generally nowadays it's changing, yes, because fathers also are very loving mothers. But in the olden times, whenever there had to be something which the child needed, you know, from the father, what would they do? Go and tell the mother. Now it's changed. Huh? And so, you know, the mother used to then, you know, very lovingly find an appropriate time to bring that topic up to the father and get that thing done for the child. So in the same way, the Supreme is always my mother, always understanding what I need, accepting me, understanding what I need, always giving me unconditional love, pure love, nurturing me. As a friend, this relationship is more special, and sometimes even more special than parents. Yes? And so as a friend, what does the Supreme do? Yes. Unconditional listening, yes. unconditional acceptance. Yes. Keeps our secrets. जो भी है बता सकते, खुदा दोस्त है, हमारा है, साथी है, companionship, constant companionship. कोई कहेगा भगवान को और कोई काम नहीं है? नहीं, वो उसका काम यही है कि वो हमारे साथ है. Just like, you know, a loving friend, you know, he just wants to be with you. In every moment of your life, he wants to be available for you. The same way, he is always there. What else? Ji, true listener. जो भी हमें कहना है वो हम दिल से, हर दिल की बात उनके साथ कह सकते हैं. वो के सुनता रहता है, सुनता रहता है, विदाउट एनी रिएक्शन. विदाउट एनी रिएक्शन, वेरी लविंगली लिसनिंग टू एवरी फीलिंग, एवरी थॉट व्हिच आई एम शेयरिंग, विदाउट जजिंग मी. यस, फ्रेंड्स आर नॉन जजमेंटल. या एंड देन आफ्टर आई हैव शेयर्ड एवरीथिंग, then very lovingly supporting me. Yes, making me feel that yes, they are there with me. And so the Supreme becomes my loving friend. Suraj Bhai met us yesterday, and in one of his sessions he very beautifully said, he said ki aaj ki duniya mein koi bahut important vyakti jab hamara dost hai to hame bahut nasha rehta, we have that spiritual intoxication. Oh, this Municipal Commissioner, he is my friend. You have any problem? I'll get it done. This Police Commissioner, I know him very well. Very good talking terms with him. You have any work? I'll get it done. Do I have that quality of friendship with God, where I can tell anyone कि भगवान से काम है तो मुझे कह देना, मेरा दोस्त है, मेरा अपना है. That sense of belongingness, as even a friend, in every relationship, but also as a friend. Where I can share every feeling and every moment, where I'm listening to every thought and every feeling which the Supreme is sharing from me. Because friends is not just one way, both ways. Friend ki har baat hum sunne ke liye tayar hai. Nahin? Mummy daddy ki kahi baar hum nahin sunte. Chote bachche bhi aap dekhe. We have this complaint for children na. Friend ne kaha, kar lenge. Mummy daddy ne kaha, nahin karenge. फ्रेंड ने जो कहा लाइन करना ही है, विच वी कॉल टूडे एज अ पीयर ग्रुप प्रेशर एंड वट एवर वी से. सो दैट फीलिंग ऑफ यू नो वननेस एंड बिलोंगिंगनेस इज देयर. एंड सो व्हेन वी सी द सुप्रीम एज अ फ्रेंड, आई एम ऑल्सो लिसनिंग टू वॉट ही वॉन्ट्स टू टेल मी, शेयर विथ मी वॉट ही वॉन्ट्स टू गाइड मी. एंड देन ही इज माई टीचर. The most beautiful relationship. Supreme teacher. So what does he do? Yes, he's guiding me, he's teaching me. The most beautiful thing in Brahma Kumaris personally for me is that we have only one supreme teacher. All of us are just students. And we enjoy this beautiful student life. Yes, just like today, we are playing this role of sharing these understanding which we have learnt here from the Supreme with you. You are going to do that role very soon, and you will have a lot of opportunities to play that role. But each one of us is only a student. But whose student? Whose student? God's student. Godly student life. And just like when we have always been a student, we have said student life is the best life. Yes? Today also we feel that? The time we spent in as a child, you know, those moments have been the best moments of our life. Each one of us feels that. Now we can enjoy godly student life constantly. Always a student here. So every day we have this 1 hour daily spiritual study, which we call as Murli, where the Supreme very lovingly addresses each student, each child individually. And you will say, how can that be? Yes, that is the experience which each one of us has. And so we are sitting together, collectively listening to Murli. But the Murli has a thought, has an understanding for each one separately. So when I'm listening in the awareness that the Supreme is my teacher, I recognize what teaching is there personally for me through the Murli. There are some general teachings and there is some personal thing for me every day. So every day there is this one-to-one connection with the Supreme Teacher, where He individually guides you. First of all, He checks our chart from the yesterday, what had happened yesterday, what He had taught us yesterday, and how much we practiced. And then very gently He pulls our ears and says something or the other, you know, where He gives us attention on anger or maybe some aspect of dharana, of, you know, giving love and happiness to others, not giving sorrow to them, some aspect where He gives us attention of some dharana, that is inculcation of some virtue, of some practice of some virtue. And then for the present, and how throughout the day we can deal with those different situations which will come to us. He prepares us for the whole day. And so this is this daily sharing, daily guidance, a daily guru for you, a management guru for you, even guiding you at the work level. There's been this experience for so many. And some of them have not even been able to go regularly to the center, but they've been just listening to maybe online, and they come up to us and say, "But sister, how can it be? You know, every day, you know, it's like we have something which prepares us for the day." And so He is the teacher. He knows what we need for the day. Our beloved. And how is God's role as a beloved? You can explore this. Each one of us, mostly our dedicated sisters and brothers, He is our beloved, our life partner, our soulmate. It's a most beautiful connection with the Supreme. And where we understand that He understands and He constantly is available for us, healing us, sharing everything with us, allowing us to feel comfortable, loved, taken care of in every moment of our life. And so when we experience these relationships, it becomes so easy. Remembrance becomes easy. The third step is where we find there is a deep experience of love through all these relationships. And this love, where there is a mental surrender to the Divine, where I surrender my mind and heart to Him and allow His guidance, His wisdom to give me direction. And the fourth step is attainments. So once I start experiencing benefit, once I start enjoying, you know, the change, the benefit, the daily experiences of meditation, and I see what was happening before and now how I can deal with the same situation much more lightly, much more calmer, much more easily, those experiences which I have in my daily life, those experiences strengthen me. They make my connection with the Divine more stronger. They inspire me, motivate me for remembrance. Makes it much more easy. They attract me again and again in this remembrance. They pull my intellect again and again towards the Divine. Yog Mana Prayog. So here when we are learning meditation, it is every day experimenting with meditation in different situations. So I have this situation at work or in the family where I have a difficult relationship. So yesterday, as we learned how we can empower others, we learned that diagram. Yes, what was the diagram? The sister taught us, Shivani Ben. Yet the Supreme, I, and then sharing that energy with that soul or those souls, maybe the team. So whether you have a problem or even if you don't have a problem, but sharing that energy with the team with whom you are going to work throughout the day, it makes it much more easy, much more smoother. So once we start experimenting with yoga, with meditation, and seeing our experience, seeing the difference, then that will give us more conviction. That will give us more commitment. That will make us feel more strengthened from within. And that will motivate us automatically. I would want to meditate again and again. I would want to remain in that loving remembrance naturally. The method. There are four steps again for method. Now these steps actually are not important. It's like driving. Now in the beginning when you have to learn driving, you have to go to the driving school and then you have this teacher who will sit with you, tell you all these steps that you should do this, you should do that, and you practice accordingly in the beginning. Yes? And then you get your license and then some practice. Now today when you're driving after years, are you following the instructions that your driving teacher had given you at that time? Yes? Some of us may not even remember the sequence what he was talking about at that day, that time. Today what has happened? We have found our own style of driving. Yes? Yes? Yes or no? So in the same way. So I'm sharing with you all these steps, but this is just in the beginning where you don't have the experience of guiding your intellect in this direction. But once you have this experience and once you start practicing it every day, you'll find it much easier. Then these steps will not be important. Your connection will become natural, very easy. Those loving conversations, those personal conversations which you will have with the Divine, with the Supreme. The first step, withdrawal. So withdrawing my mind and intellect from the outside. Yes? Every time we begin meditation, we say, let's disconnect from the outer world. So in the beginning, we need to remind ourselves. But after some time, it will become natural. Just like you're sitting here, and if you decide to remember someone, or maybe think about, okay, tomorrow you have to travel, and then you'll be going from this place to that place, and you have to do this. So you're sitting here, but you've already started planning your travel back. Yes? Yes? So you have been disconnected from the environment here, disconnected from what I am speaking to you, the people around you, this hall, you're disconnected. You're connected where? In that planning process of your travel back. Yes? Yes? So you naturally got disconnected from here and got connected there. Did you take a lot of effort? Did you have to tell yourself, now disconnect from this hall, disconnect from the people who are sitting here, disconnect from what sister is saying, think about your travel. Did you have, that process was long? It happened naturally. Yes? In the same way, this will also happen naturally. But in the beginning, I have to consciously allow my mind to disconnect from the different roles I am performing, the different responsibilities I have. So we generally say these four R's. Our roles, our responsibilities, our relationships and our routine. So I take some time out just for myself. For being here. For being with myself. The little moments, those little few moments for myself. And then the second level of disconnection or withdrawal is from my awareness of myself as a body to the awareness of myself as this light within the body. So I know I am aware of the physical body throughout the day in activity, but I know I am this light using this body as my costume, using this body as my vehicle. Just like when we sit for driving, we are aware that we are in the driving seat, the driver who is in control of the car. Yes, we are seated in the car. Yes, we remember that. But we know that we are the ones who are in control of the car. We are going to decide which direction we have to go, what we have to do with the car. In the same way, I, this beautiful being of light, is the driver. Separate from the body, the vehicle, and yet the master. So slowly and slowly this separation will become easy. So first step of withdrawal from the outside for some time. The place where I'm sitting, the environment there, the role which I was playing there, the responsibility, the conversations. And second step of withdrawal from the awareness of myself as a body to the awareness of the soul. From my physical identity to my spiritual identity, to my innate identity. from the humus to the being. And the second step then is contemplation. So once I'm aware of myself as this beautiful light, then there is this conversation. Contemplation, conversation, thinking, it starts. So I become aware of myself as a light. I remind myself of my own virtues, qualities. I visualize myself. So whenever I'm meditating, I'm using both these faculties, my mind and my intellect. So my mind does what? It creates thoughts, feelings. It's a conversation. Like I'm talking to you, I use words. Yes? Now my mind is talking to the Supreme. So what is the communication it will use? Thoughts, feelings. Yes? And I see you with my physical eyes here. You see me with your physical eyes here, seated here. Now, when I'm conversing with the Divine, how will I see Him? With my mind's eye, that is my intellect. So I will visualize Him. Now, this practice also we have. So you're seated here, and if you remember, maybe the team with whom you work every day, your colleagues. Yes? You can see them? You can see them? Your workplace? You can see them? Yes. So how did you see them? You visualized them. Yes? How? How did you visualize them? The information, my office, and immediately this scene came. My colleague, and you had this picture of this one, this one, this one. Yes? So you visualized it through your intellect. That is called the inner eye, the third eye. Yes? So yesterday Suraj Bhai was telling us, as this knowledge is filling the intellect is being given this wisdom, then it has the power to visualize. The third eye opens, it has the power to understand, see, visualize. So when I'm meditating, I create this thought that I am a soul, this beautiful light, a being of peace. And so when I'm creating this thought, I feel that peace. And simultaneously, I visualize. Yes? So the mind creates the thought and feels it. The intellect visualizes it. Maybe again you remember your child. I think we used this example last time also. But my son or my daughter or my friend, a close friend. And so as soon as I say my friend, I see my friend. Yes? And I feel the love, the closeness, the caring, with the relationship which I have with my friend. So contemplation, seeing myself as this beautiful light, emerging the awareness, experiencing each quality and nature of myself, then traveling to the world of silence. Like we saw that we need a venue for this beautiful meeting. It's a special meeting, no? With the Supreme. My beloved parent, my friend, it's a special meeting. And so for this meeting, for the sharing, I need a space which has complete silence, where I just belong to this Supreme Father, where I'm completely alone with them. So which space I use? Like in this physical world, I use a space where I can just be with that individual separately. Yes? Even when we go to a hotel, maybe to sit and talk to our friend, or maybe we have some important conversation, what do? We choose that table where we can remain isolated. Yes? Yes? So here also, you want to belong to the Supreme and enjoy His company. And so we travel to the world of silence, because that's a place where there will be no disturbance. Our spiritual home, the world of light, the Supreme World, Shanti Dham. So I travel there. So the venue of this meeting is the world of silence. And so there I connect with the Supreme. So actually, meditation, Raja Yoga meditation is like a meeting with the Supreme. So first of all, in that meeting, I need to be clear with whom I'm meeting. Yes, his profile. You know, when you go for a professional meeting, you try to first check up his profile and what he is and what has been his background. I need to know the Supreme, his virtues, his qualities, what he is, how, what is his role in my life. Yes? Then, who? You are clear about who, what role you have when you are connecting with this person. As whom are you going to meet this person? Yes? Your role, your clarity. Then, what is going to be the agenda of the meeting? Yes? Important? 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 And then the space, the venue of the meeting. Then also whether it's a formal or an informal meeting. Yes? And what will be your language? So in the same way with the Supreme Father. What's the venue? The world of silence. And here also, I can keep meeting him throughout the day at work here. But whenever I have some space where I can sit down, I use that loving world of silence where I can spend that quality time. Okay, what would be my agenda? Connect, yes. I will connect in the conversation. But what is my agenda? Yes. Learn, yes. Recharge. Fill myself with his unlimited energies, you know. Whether it's love, whether it's strength, whatever is my situation, whatever I need at that time, I fill myself. Wisdom, intuition, whatever I need. And then, what's going to be, it's a, you know, what's going to be maybe my, if it's a formal meeting, then my clothes and my appearance will be that. So here the meeting is spiritual meeting. So what will be my, maybe costume which I will wear? I will not be able to use this body. Yes. I will have to travel only as light. In my awareness of myself as this light. And what will be our language? Yes. Thoughts. The language of the heart. My pure feelings. My innermost feelings. And so I find that slowly and slowly the fourth step, concentration will come and realization. So when we go back, we see that these four steps, the practice is only of withdrawal and contemplation. Concentration and realization are experiential steps. Again, we go back to the example of driving. So I've just got a license now, and now you ask me, suppose I'm in Mumbai and I'm in Andheri, and someone asked me that, come on, now you have got your license, take me to the town. Will I be confident? Yes? Maybe it's just a week, now I've got the license. Will I be confident to drive to town? No, I'll say no, but I don't know the ways also, and I don't have practice. So what would I do? In the beginning, I try to practice in the area which I know, and then also the timings will be such where there is not so much of traffic. And then I will still ask someone to be with me. Yes? So that I have that comfort. In the beginning, when I start driving, what do? I have full concentration. Yes? And if maybe the one who is sitting with me, he starts playing some music or he starts talking to me, I say, please, please. You know, let me concentrate. He offers me something to eat. I say, no, I'm driving. And after some days, when I've been regularly practicing, in Mumbai I've seen many people, you know, maybe a little late for their office, and so what do? They pick up their, you know, whatever breakfast they have, you know, maybe a sandwich, maybe just something rolled there, they sit into the car, and they have on their music, or fir wo, you know, earphone dal diya. And they are already, you know, because they're late in the meeting, they're guiding someone, ye kar lena, wo kar lena, wo khol dena, rooms khol dena, shuru kar dena, main pahunch rahi hun, you know, aur yahan se kha bhi rahe hain. Nahi? Drive kaun kar raha hai? Kaun drive kar raha hai? It becomes so easy after some time. Today we will feel, oh, it's difficult. I have to be in this room of, you know, silence, or maybe then there has to be some light, there has to be some music. Yes, in the beginning this is needed, this helps, this support system helps. But after some time, it becomes easy, becomes natural. And your own sweet conversations with the Supreme. Like suppose it's Father's Day, Mother's Day. So your child sends you a message. We have these little messages which come on the internet. And a lovely message he sends you or she sends you, your daughter or son. You're happy, no? That they remembered. But if they also, you know, rather than sending that message from the internet, they write a few lines. Maybe just one line. Daddy, I love you a lot. You're the best dad. What will touch you more? Why? Why? Personal touch. So today, when you're meditating, we are giving you some guided commentaries. And maybe after you go back also, it will be important for you. It will help you a lot if you meditate in those guided commentaries. But later on, the Supreme wants to listen to your personal conversations. And he enjoys that. Just like you enjoy as a parent, he enjoys that. He enjoys when we start talking to him from our heart, our feelings, our words, our thoughts. And you will start, that will become easy when you have this regular spiritual study. Because in that, he communicates to you. And so when you sit in meditation and when you're talking to him, you start responding back to him. And so you will be able to understand which words you can use in that communication, the language of that communication. And so we find that every day when I'm sitting down for a few moments of meditation, I'm recharging. I'm replenishing my innate nature, my innate qualities. Today we are so, you know, careful to keep this mobile charged. What dhyan rakhte hain? Office mein bhi ek charger rakhte hain? Kitne jan hai jinhone office mein bhi charger rakha hai? Rakhte hain na? Nahi to do teen jan commonly ek charger rakh lete hain. Nahi? Aur kahan travel agar thoda dur hai to kya karenge? Gaadi mein bhi check kar lenge charger hai ki nahi? Nahi? Ek rakh lenge na wahan bhi. Aur fir ek power bank bhi rakh lenge. Rakh lenge na? Kyun? Why do we make all these arrangements? Why? Yes. Yes. Because we know that this mobile will help us to keep connected wherever we need for our work, for our family. Uski responsibility hai hame. Today, if your mobile is not charged and someone is trying to call, they get upset. They say, kya hai? Mobile charge nahi kiya. Kyun? They are upset because they can't connect with you. So we take that responsibility, no? Or we inform them, bhai switch off karenge when we are here for this 3 days, itne baje par main available rahunga. When we take a vacation, we inform people. So in the same way, I need to take responsibility to keep myself charged. Charged with that calmness within, charged with that unconditional good wishes for all, love for all. Charged with that inner happiness. So that any situation which comes in front of me, I am prepared. I'm prepared to move through, to learn and move through. Either the situation will maybe acknowledge me, will give me happiness, or maybe will give me a learning, and I will move ahead. Yes? And so every day, this charging is important. And slowly, as meditation becomes your lifestyle, as it becomes natural, as you start enjoying the companionship of the Supreme in every task, in every moment of your life, you'll find the deep changes which will happen inside, not outside. You will not start wearing white, don't worry. You will not need to also. In our morning class, when brothers and sisters come, families come, they sometimes like to wear white, especially on some occasions, but it's not necessary. But within, everything will change. Within, the old pattern of coming back into body consciousness again and again, being aware of myself only as a body, will change. And slowly and slowly, you know, the awareness of the being will become natural, will take charge. The innate will start becoming the master. My vices, which till now I felt, kuch nahi hoga, hai. Kitna bhi didi kahe, bahut pyar se samjhate hame yahan, bahut achhi tarah keh humko samjhate, possible nahi hai. Mera gussa to rahega hi. You know? But slowly and slowly you'll be surprised where it went away. You'll not feel the need of using any one of those vices. Those virtues will become more natural. You'll feel so happy being connected to this pure essence of yours. These virtues and qualities, they'll become your nature. They'll feel as your nature. You'll start enjoying being them, using them. The old paradigm where negative thinking, waste thinking was normal. Now you'll become more aware and you'll switch, you'll change. This thought is not for me. This is what I need to think. This is what I want to think. You start shifting that very naturally, slowly and slowly. Then my time will be with me. Today we find, you know, because when we go back at our workplace, it's, you know, a lot of work, a lot of family commitments. I need to take care of my health, go to the gym. So many things in that, you know, little day of 24 hours. So I feel that I'm so packed that I don't have time. I want to do all this, but I will not have time. But once you start meditating, all the time which was wasted in just worrying, in just brooding, in just, you know, remaining in pain because of what someone said, all that time and energy which was wasted will become yours. And you'll have a lot of time. You'll have a lot of time available for you. Everything which before was seemingly automatic. Main mujhe kya kya karu? Kuch kaha usne to automatic ye feelings aa gayi. Unhone aise kaha, automatically ye ho gaya. But slowly and slowly you will start feeling that you are the one who's creating every response to the situation. You are the one who's the creator of every thought and feeling. You start taking responsibility. You start taking charge of your own life. And this transformation slowly and slowly will become natural. And then after some time, people around you will tell you that you have changed. There have been so many beautiful examples. I remember this person who was coming just for the course, I think, must be, you know, seventh day or maybe eighth day. We were in history after the course. And he said that today, Didi, I want to share something with you after the course. So I said, yes, surely. So he said that after every two or three days, his child, his daughter had to be, you know, there was a carpool which the parents had decided. So every second or third day his turn used to come. And he had to leave the children to the school. And because he was doing his course, you know, so he had told me that on this two, 3 days, I'll go a little 5 minutes early. I said, yeah, sure. So he said that most of the times when I'm at home also, I would be in a walk or something. So my daughter used to always call me, Daddy, you're coming? And I used to, you know, little snap at her. Yeah, I'm coming. What is this? And he said that from these two, three opportunities which he had when he was going from the course, he said, but I'm there. I'm just coming. And he said that the second and third time my daughter asked me, what are you doing? Where are you going, Daddy? So he said that I'm going to this meditation course, you know. And, you know, his father-in-law was coming regularly. So he said, you know, Nana goes there. Ah, you're going there? Great. Go there every day. So he asked that, why should I go there every day? He said, today, Daddy, now you don't snap at me. You always speak lovingly. So we find that those little changes which will happen will be recognized immediately by the family, whether through words or sometimes they will still check, oh, it's happening, but is it real? Is it going to remain? So after some time, surely through their feelings, their responses, you will understand that. And so we will be able to feel God's magic happening. Let's again have a few moments where we will again enjoy this beautiful experience. After some time, meditation will become something which you will enjoy every moment. Enjoy those loving conversations with yourself and with the Supreme. And very beautifully in our daily spiritual study, the Supreme tells us that when you remember me with love, I remember you with love. And you will experience that He is remembering you. He is sharing with you His love. He is blessing you. So it's not just a one-way communication. It's a two-way communication. And It's just on the basis of our experiences that He is waiting to connect with us. He loves each one of us so much. So even though someone has invited you here, there's been someone instrument who has actually somewhere pushed you to come here, but actually it's His invitation. He has called you here. And His only purpose is to bring you closer to Him so that He can love you, He can strengthen you, He can nurture you, He can take care of you in every moment of your life. So the most easiest thing is just to remember Him. Yes? Let's have these few moments again. As I allow my mind to gently reconnect with my true self, this beautiful light, a peaceful light, a joyful soul, enjoying this awareness of deep silence. And this inner silence has so much of love, deep experience of strength and stability. In this awareness, I now am ready to fly. I travel beyond this physical world to my spiritual home of light. Through my mind's eye, I become aware of this world of light. My spiritual home, my sweet silence home. And I feel so much at ease, so relaxed. I see myself, the beautiful light, in the aura of peace, free from all tensions and worries. Enjoying being in my own spiritual home. Experiencing this inner freedom. And here I reconnect to my spiritual parent. Through my mind's eye, I become aware of the Supreme Light. My spiritual parent, Shiv Baba. And as I experience this beautiful bond of love, I enjoy God's unlimited love. His pure, selfless love flowing towards me. In the company of God, I feel so secure. God's love heals my heart. I'm able to let go of the pain, worry, stress which I've been holding on for a long time. I feel so light. This experience of deep happiness within, where I'm happy with my life and everything in my life. My heart is full of gratitude towards the Supreme. In my sweet conversations with Him, I thank Him for everything. I share my love in my own sweet words. Through my mind's eye, I visualize God's love and blessings like a circle of divine light around me. And I feel so protected in His canopy of love. I allow His unlimited peace, strength, power to fill within me. Feeling strong, feeling blessed, I come back. I become aware of my physical self. I become aware of the environment around me. I'm aware of my friends sitting with me. And yet I enjoy this beautiful connection with the Supreme. And in my heart, I'm constantly sharing, talking, engaged with Him.